Following along.
Oh, yeah!
I'm gonna do a little dance. Bum, bum, bum. Hey, y'all. It is Rachel and Eddie, and this is my so-called mess, and welcome to it. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Rachel.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Are you wearing a t-shirt in this freezing cold?
It's not freezing here. It's, the sun is out. It's about 60.
Oh my god, it is currently 38 here. We might get another freeze.
We've had some cold days, prior to this, so I think I'm wearing a t-shirt in celebration to all of the cold.
Okay. I think we might...
This might be the only warm day this week.
Oh, yeah. It looks like we might get some freezing rain next week. Or ice or something. Ugh. I'm done.
We're not prepared. If they cancel school again because of snow, it's just going to be a bummer. But there's no school tomorrow. I don't even know why. It's like Valentine's Day. They have off.
Oh, really?
I don't think it's for Valentine's Day, but they just have it off.
Wait, is Monday... Monday's a holiday, too?
Monday's, yeah, President's Day.
So they just gave them a four-day weekend?
As if they haven't already had enough time out of school this year.
I don't get... Because I do telehealth, you know? So... Mm-hmm. Storms don't matter. My clients come sick as can be.
Oh, right. Yeah. I guess that makes a lot of sense. Because then you won't get sick.
Right.
You, you tell them not to cough on the microphone.
Exactly. Like, don't cough. Like, it might come through. There, I don't know. There's molecules that travel.
If you're going to cough, like, at least... pop away from the mics. I don't look at sick.
But I just worry. It's not even like I'm going to get sick, but then they're like coughing and sneezing the whole time and are on meds and they can't really focus on, you know, what we're talking about. I feel bad. But they show up.
Yeah. When I was having all those allergy symptoms and stuff, I remember having to do a couple of Zooms and just being like, what am I even looking at? I don't want to, like, look at my computer screen.
Yeah.
Like, doctors wanted to, like, Zoom with me, and I'm like, I'd rather just talk to you on the phone. Like, I don't want to even see you.
Correct, yeah.
But I guess seeing your patients is probably important to assessing their state of mind.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
But, yeah, it is. I mean, it makes it easier, but then it's also harder, because then you're like, well, I don't have to go anywhere, so I should do this. No excuses, but really, like, when you feel like shit, you feel like shit. That's how I see it.
Yeah, and then if you see somebody, like, in their PJs, they didn't do their hair, they're all, like, disheveled, it's like, you're either, like, depressed, or this is just how you look because you're at home and you're not leaving the house today.
Yeah, that is a harder one, yeah. Oh my god, sorry, I'm just getting more comfortable.
They should have, like, a dress code for, like, doctor meetups where it's like, dress like you're going out of the house, get, you know, like, for this Zoom meeting.
I, at least from the top up, yeah, I, it was really funny. I had a session last night with a high school age student who's on probation. And part of the probation is getting counseling. So we talked about doing, like, breathing and movement exercises last night, and the week before it was a fail. Like, I couldn't get the setup right because I have a small studio apartment, right? So my bed is where I usually put my tablet for when I teach yoga because I can get full-length body. But there's a mirror across from my bed, which I know people say don't put a mirror across from your bed. But I like to look at myself because I'm vain. And it's the only spot because I have so many other mirrors. So anyway, but I was like, well, I don't want to have the mirror across from my bed during this session because that's kind of weird that you have a high school student that sees your bed and also your back. Like, he'd be like in the mirror and see my butt the whole time. I'm assuming, but I didn't want him to like see my bedroom because I felt like that was really inappropriate. Although I see their bedrooms, but they don't need to see mine. So I put a blanket over my mirror, so they wouldn't have to, so you know, it blocked that part because the mirror is too big to move. But I was wearing a sweatshirt. It was a Georgia sweatshirt that has these two like big white, like what do you call the tie things? I don't know what I don't even know what you call them.
Yeah, the pull strings.
Yeah, those things. And because I had it set up where you could see whole body, I had to move closer to the camera to start, and you could only see the top of my sweatshirt. And he comes on, and he's like, "Did you forget?" I'm like, "Did I forget?" I'm like, "Did I forget what?" He's like, "You forgot." I'm like, "I'm not sure what you're talking about." He's like, "You forgot we had a session?" I said, "No, I'm here." He goes, "Oh. You forgot we're doing yoga?" I said, "No, that's why I have this setup right now." He goes, "Oh, I thought you were in your robe."
That's funny.
And I was like,
with the mirror, like with the sheet over the mirror, it's like a wake, right?
Yeah.
That's
what we do in Judaism for Shiva. You cover your mirrors.
It's like I could have been seen him being like, "Are you okay?"
But I was like, did you really think I'd show up in a robe?
Are you in mourning?
But then I could see, like, right into, like, one bedroom of his house where there are people, like, hanging out in bed. It's really kind of funny. But anyway, but yeah, I was like, I'm like, what would give you the idea I'm wearing a robe? And then later I looked, I'm like, oh, my God, this totally looks like a robe.
Yeah, I feel, have you seen those, like juicy jumpsuits that people wear and they look like towels? And it's like, robe fashion or robe chic.
There's the apartment building next to mine, the front four spaces on the ground floor are like live work, you know, like where it has a kitchen, it has a loft. I don't like that it's ground floor because then anybody can get on. But anyway, the one of them is called like, I don't even know what it's called. I'm going to call it Blanket Boutique, and it's basically like the whole store is robe, blanket, muumuu style clothing you wear all day.
Yeah, what, like that look, I feel like started heavy in like the early 2010s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's a look that you still see and it's like, oh man, they're either like trying to lose weight, because like that cloth that they make towels out of is really, it holds in a lot of heat.
Yeah,
it's like they're training for something. Whenever I see people like that, I'm like, they're like training for something, or they're just like into this fashion that is way cooler than I can ever.
And like this whole store, you have to figure like they're paying a lot of money to rent this space, and their whole store is just that one style of like sleeping bag, terry cloth, robe, all day fashion. But also,
are they expensive?
I don't know. I haven't been in, and every time I walk by, I'm like, I need to remember the name of this place so I could look them up. But then I walk home and I get involved in something else, another story in my head, and I forget. And then I think about it later. I have no idea what it's called. But then you have to think about it. I live in Austin. It gets like 100+ degrees here in the summer. Who the fuck, how many months a year can you sell these products, and how many people buy them?
I could see wearing that in like Los Angeles or San Francisco, or you know, somewhere where the temperature doesn't vary that much and it's always kind of cold.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to see if I can find it.
So yeah, I guess it's got its place. It just is not. In the South, it's like, what are you doing?
Right. Like, so we wear this for, like, 2 days a year?
I do think, like, you could make a fashion out of going to the pool and then getting out of the pool and putting one of those towels on, like a zip-up towel, and then just fine. Like, maybe that, like, don't even dry off after you get out of the pool.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, yeah, I don't get it. And if they're catering to, like, are they catering to people who spend a lot of time outside? But still, like, yeah, I can't, I I can't. I have no
idea. We put that whole fashion on blast right now.
We did.
I hope that if you are listening to this podcast and that is your fashion, you can explain it to us. I don't feel like we're hating it. I just think I don't get it.
I don't get it. Like, maybe if, like, you go camping a lot in the cold, but still, it still gets to be 1,000 degrees. Yeah, I need to look. I'm going to have to somehow.
It's kind of like where athleisure meets, like, higher end fashion, because like juicy stuff is not cheap.
No, that stuff is not cheap.
A lot of it will be like, it'll be like royal purple with like very elegant stripes on it, and it's definitely like a higher. It's they're going for like a higher fashion look, but then like also in that athleisure category. God, I can't wrap my mind around this. Yeah. I don't know why.
I don't know. I remember track suits were a big thing for a while. I used to with a zip up jacket with like the windbreaker like material.
Yeah.
And then everyone wore, but I mean, I love athleisure. I live in athleisure.
I think most, that's like, that's the fashion of this decade at least.
Yeah.
It's going 2 decades strong probably.
I know. I keep forgetting that we're like in the second decade of the 2000s. That's crazy. Yeah, everything's crazy. Along. Everything's crazy. Do you, question, because it's coming up this week. It's in, it's tomorrow. Today's Valentine's Day, I think, technically. Do you do Valentine's Day stuff?
No, man. Like, every year, Meg gets all weird about Valentine's Day, and Maybe this was like one of the original rejections. Maybe this is based on like the, like when we first got together, I thought like I'd get her like a flower on Valentine's Day. And she was just like insulted by that. And over the years, it was kind of like, oh, I'm still going to get you something. And she's like, oh, fuck off. And like then now it's kind of like, I don't do anything because of the early programming of being told that it's not a great thing. And now it's like, we're not doing anything. And it's like, what? Like, I don't really get it anymore. Like, I don't understand how we had made plans to go out to lunch yesterday, but then she called it off because it was like raining. It was like raining and she didn't want to go out. And I get that, but it's like, I don't really know. I would probably be more interested in celebrating it if she was more into it.
Gotcha. I don't understand Valentine's Day just as a thing. But I was at my, what do you call that? The parcel, where the mail room and where the parcel lockers are. Because I had a package yesterday. It wasn't a Valentine's Day package. Actually, one of them was, but it wasn't for me. They put it in the wrong person. They put it in one of mine, but it was meant for somebody else. But there were so many 100 boxes of 1-800 flowers in the mail room. It was crazy. But this is where my cold dead soul comes in.
Where your what comes in?
My cold dead soul. My cold dead heart.
Cool. Okay.
I just feel like Valentine's Day is such a pressure day. Now, will I send a cute Valentine's Day? I'm not even going to send an actual card. Will I send a cute Valentine's Day message, like the front of a card? Absolutely. Do I expect anything back? No. Would I be happy if I got something back? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, we did make like handmade Valentines. Like I made one for the kids and I made one for Meg. And then she made one for all of us. And then they each made one for everybody. So I feel like it's done at that point. And as far as flowers go, Meg got into flowers this year and like started doing like flower arrangements. And I feel like she could probably just buy better flowers than I could find. Like when somebody is into flowers, don't get them flowers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're not going to want your cheap ass flowers.
No, because I buy the $3.99 flowers. That's my, and I still feel like that's a waste of money when I buy myself flowers.
Yeah, and if I were to buy her flowers, it would be like either my flowers would have to be better than her flower arrangement, in which case I'm saying something like, oh, I can like get down with this flower thing. Like, you want to like fence on this flower thing? Or it's like my flowers are going to be shittier, which would probably just be like, okay, we'll put these somewhere.
Yeah, put those in the back room. One year, I don't remember if it was actually Valentine's Day, my ex pissed me off. Normal, because we fought all the time. And he was helping out one of his friends who owned a flower business, who used to be married to someone from Widespread Panic. I can't remember their names, but I know Widespread Panic was involved. But she owned a flower business. So he brought back a bouquet that was like 200 pounds. I mean, it was like the most amount of flowers you could possibly see in your entire life. And he brought it in. I was meeting up with him at Georgia Bar back in the day. Mm-hmm. And he brought me this fucking flower thing that I couldn't even hold because it was so big. I was embarrassed by it. It did have some birds of paradise.
Was it 200 pounds of flowers, or was it like...
It may not have been 200 pounds, but it was like bigger than this.
Oh, dang.
Okay. And it did have some birds of paradise, so like that I was excited about. But then I'm like, now I'm embarrassed. I have to hold this fucking thing of flowers. Then, because we lived downtown at the time, I had to walk them from Georgia Bar over by to Boar's Head. So I lived above Boar's
Head. Yeah, this reminds me, like, last year we talked about people losing their goddamn minds about getting people flowers. But I was at the school for a... they do, like, candy grams,
mm-hmm.
and I was helping with that, and I saw this, like, dad brought in this huge, like, balloons, mm-hmm. like, 100-pound flower decoration for his daughter,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, had this little Valentine's moment with his daughter in the office, and I don't know, I don't like to see that. That's, like, I mean, I don't know their story. Maybe it's, like, a wholesome thing to look at. But I don't like to see, like, a dad trying to woo his daughter.
No, I think that's weird, like. Too. Yeah, I don't like that.
And then I think we talked about this 1 year ago on the podcast. So if you guys want to go back and listen to it, we're probably, like, making comparisons to, like, ooh, daddy, I want to fuck you, like that type of stuff.
It is. It's the same thing. And maybe you've gone to it with your daughters, but the daddy-daughter dance, don't get it. Don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. We're a non-traditional family, so I don't think my kids are horny for me.
No, I don't think that, but I just think the whole thing is like, do they have like, it's always daddy-daughter or a mom-son dance. Why can't they have a mom-daughter dance? Why can't they just have a family dance?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we have at Whitehead.
You do family dance?
Yeah, it's just like, this year it was the sneaker ball. So it was like, get dressed up and wear sneakers.
Oh, I like that. See, I like it when it's the whole family. It's cool. But traditionally, it's like daddy, daughter, mommy, son. There's one thing I love about Valentine's Day.
All right.
Okay.
Lingerie.
No, because like, if I happened to be in a relationship or be in a whatever, and I would see them on Valentine's Day, that would probably be the one day I would refuse to put on something like lingerie just out of spite of the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So no, it's not lingerie. And I don't want someone else buying me lingerie. I don't know why. I just don't.
What about like a big heart-shaped box of chocolates?
No.
That's not your favorite thing about it?
Nope.
Okay.
You can have one more. Try again. One more guess.
Okay. And we already talked about flowers, so I'm not going there.
Yeah,
so I'm going to say you like how hard it is to go out to dinner.
No, but I do think it's kind of funny. No, my favorite thing about Valentine's Day, and I look so forward to it every year, and usually I kind of stock up on some, but I didn't this year because I'm trying not to. Fucking candy hearts, man.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, I like chalk.
And for those of you who don't know, candy hearts are chalk-like hearts with words like text me and LOL on them.
And they taste like nothing, which I
apparently... They taste like Smarties?
A little chalkier than like Smarties. A little more like those... What are those, like, candy discs? Those, like, Nico, Necco something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nico wafers?
Yeah, I love those, too.
That's a different thing.
Oh, no, that's it. I love those, too. I think that's what they're called. I had candy hearts this year.
You did?
Because I didn't buy any. But at work, somebody who opens up a sushi... helps open up restaurants that are sushi chains called... They brought us... platters of sushi as a treat for lunch.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was last Friday. They brought 4 platters of sushi. So
that sounds good.
It was
Valentine's sushi should be a thing.
Yes, and this was like a pre-Valentine's thing too, because they were doing a Galentine's, so they're bringing it to us as a treat and then telling us about their Galentine's. But they put candy hearts in our treat, and it's called Sushi Roka. It was really good. But the candy hearts this year, like, half of them didn't have words on them. Half of them had half the words missing. Remember, they used to be, like, really distinct, and you could really read them far as my memory is of them. And I feel like they've gotten really boring. They used to be a little more racy.
My kids had a couple boxes of, I think they're called Sweeties.
Yes.
They were the candy hearts that come in, like, a cigarette pouch size thing. And they were just eating them. They weren't even looking at them.
Yeah. I never looked at them.
And I was like, okay.
And do your kids have a favorite color heart of candy hearts?
They were just like handful in the mouth.
Oh my God, they're so fucking good. Kind of like, yeah. There's a lot of candy like that I love that people don't like at all. But I like chalky things.
I kind of miss those candies because I do like Smarties. I do like those. I can't eat them because they're all corn syrup.
Oh.
I have an allergy.
Well, I found out, too, back when I was vegan, there's 2 brands of candy hearts. One of them has lard in them and one of them doesn't.
Oh, weird. Mm-hmm. A lard-based candy heart. That sounds pretty... It sounds pretty disgusting, but I bet it tastes good.
It does. And then, I'll admit it now. Never admit it. This is my big secret. I ate the non-vegan ones during...
during Passover.
during whatever this fucking stupid holiday is called, Valentine's Day.
Man, do you know Vic from Vic's Vintage?
I don't actually know Vic, but I know what Vic's Vintage is. I don't know if I've ever met Vic.
I'm parked outside the thrift store in my neighborhood, and he just pulled up. And every time that happens, it's like, oh, God. Like, he's going to get all the best stuff before I get in there.
Oh, you're going vintage shopping?
So, I mean, I'm not bragging. I'm not proud of this. We have a house cleaner, I think I've told you about before.
Uh-huh.
And they are cleaning our house right now. And I don't like being there for it. So, because that would be even weirder if I was, like, sitting on the couch while the cleaners were vacuuming around me. I mean, I'm in a car. I'm in a car talking to you. Which is kind of weird. But, like, I think it'd be weirder if there were, like, vacuum cleaners going on around me. Put your feet up.
When I
vacuum under my feet.
Growing up, when I was sick and we had the cleaning person, I would go she would finish one room and I'd move to that room. And then we had a cleaning person for a while when I lived on Hart Avenue. And we didn't have that big a place either. But like a couple times I was home and I was really uncomfortable. Because I'm like, now, at least when you were a kid, you're like, you're sick. You need to be home resting. But as an adult, it feels really weird to just be like sitting in your bed or on the couch when you're obviously I don't know. Then I'm like, do I feel like I'm too good to clean? Is that why I'm doing this? I just suck at it. And then I feel but I always,
I get you.
Do you have, And then anytime I was home when the cleaning person came, the cleaning crew, I would always tip them more when I was home because I felt bad sitting
there.
That
too. Our cleaning crew is like a family, and they're Latin American in some way. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they're from. but they don't really speak English very well, and I speak Spanish to them sometimes, only when it's like, you know, important stuff, like, oh, we, you know, like, if we scheduled them and then, like, one of our kids is sick and they can't come, I'll give them, like, an explanation in Spanish so that they, I'm sure that they understand what's happening. But they say, how are you, a lot, which is kind of cliche and funny. But, like, how are you is, like, a response to stuff. She's like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm good. And then she's like, oh, cool, how are you? I'm like, okay, how are you?
Yeah, it was funny. I was thinking about, like, I hate, like, my place is so small here, but then I'm thinking, if I get, like, a two-bedroom apartment to have my office in it, I'm going to want, I'm like, would that be weird to hire someone to clean my two-bedroom apartment?
No, I just did the sheets on my house yesterday, like the sheets on all the beds, and I spent, like, so much of my time changing the sheets and doing the laundry that it's like, I needed to be working. I felt so unproductive with all of the cleaning that you have to do to maintain your home office, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I could be making more money in this amount of time.
Right. And if you think about it, offices have cleaners, so it would just be like, this is where I'm working from. So I need to keep, adjusting, because this chair is not always the most, like, it's not a bad chair, but when I sit in it too long, I get uncomfortable.
I'm all about saving money, you know, like cleaning yourself, you'll save some money. You'll do a better job. Maybe you won't do a better job, but like, it's a real time commitment, especially if you have like a 2-bedroom apartment for one person. It's a lot of space.
But I'm thinking, like, even if I have a 1-bedroom and I do like work, do telehealth from like, my couch or like something else, I want to make sure that when I'm with clients, it always looks presentable on screen, you know? And I feel like I've talked about my ex like twice already today, but back in the day when I lived with my ex, before we had our cleaning person, and he used to work in a kitchen, so he's like really good at mopping and sweeping, you know, because they have to keep the kitchen real clean. Yeah. So I was in charge. We had separate bathrooms. I was in charge of keeping my bathroom clean. I did the laundry. Those were my jobs. I kept the bedroom clean because that's where I spent most of my time. And I kept my bathroom clean. I didn't go near his bathroom. Gross. And then he kept up with ours. But one day I was like, I'm going to be nice and try and sweep the house at least, because, you know, it's all hardwood floors. So I got out the little sweepy thing, whatever you call it, broom. And I'm trying to sweep, and he looks at me and like looks at what I'm doing, like with his bewilderment that this is what I think sweeping is. And he just took the broom away from me. He's like, no, sit down, I got this. He's like, you don't know what you're doing. I'm like, okay. So I've never really like, and my mom, I've said this before, my mom was really anti like teaching. I mean, not that she wouldn't teach us how to do stuff, but she's like, just because you're a female doesn't mean you have to be good at the cleaning part, even though she did more of the cleaning and laundry, but that's besides the point. And like, she never taught us to iron. And there was a big poster above the washing machine that said, fuck housework, with this lady, like with all this throwing up all this cleaning supplies. So I grew up from the time I was little seeing fuck housework, the time I could read. I never really like quite learned the skills, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I think. It's different when you have, like, your mom just had 2 daughters, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I had the same experience, but the opposite, like, gendered experience, where my mom was like, you're not going to make your wife clean up this house. You're going to learn to do it yourself. So I was doing like lots and lots of chores growing up.
Interesting. That's a good teaching.
And it's almost like if, like, my parents had, I like if a parent maybe has a boy and a girl, then they can just be like, everybody does the same amount.
Yep.
And that would be like the easiest way to be fair about it.
Yeah.
But I imagine that, like, I don't know. I feel like parents in the 80s and 90s are super gendered about everything. And they're just like overcompensating for something.
Yeah, I agree.
It seems so like ridiculous.
I had to empty the dishwasher. That was my job. That's my one job.
What was that?
I interrupted you. Sorry. Go ahead.
What did you say? I didn't hear it.
Oh, I interrupted. I thought you had taken a pause, so I jumped in, but you didn't. And then I realized you were still talking, and I feel terrible about that. I was saying my one job was emptying the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah, that's a good job. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's harder work. Like, one of my kids loads the dishwasher, or sometimes she does. She definitely puts the soap in it and starts it.
Mm.
And I'm like, she's like, oh, and then she's like,
I did so much.
And it's like, well, you did something.
I didn't like having dishes in the sink. Like when where I sat in my for meals, the table went against our little island, like it butted up against it. And I sat in the corner by the sink because I don't like dirty plates on the table. So anytime anything was done, I put it right in the sink, you know, or I'd move it right onto the counter so it was away from us. And someone else had to scrape the food off because that's disgusting. But I didn't like if there were dishes kept in the sink. So I would always, you know, start to fill the dishwasher because I wanted them. I didn't want to see dirty dishes. And then my dad had his way of, you know, very particular about how you load the dishwasher. So then he would get mad that I loaded the dishwasher incorrectly. So it would cause a fight, a little fight.
Yeah, it's pretty like you said with your, we're going to talk about your ex-boyfriend so much. this dude who was just so proficient at sweeping did not let you sweep in your own way because it was just not like the way that the Navy trained him to sweep or whatever. And it's like, if you're going to do it, at least do a good job, is the attitude that he came at you with, maybe. But there is something to be said about everybody's obsessiveness with, like, cleaning is inherently, like, an obsessive thing. Like, you can do it forever. You can go hours and hours at it. And
there'll be more to do.
Like, you can never get it. Like, in some cases, there are things that you start to clean, and then you clean more, and then you clean it more, and you're like, it's still not clean. And then someone else looks at it, and they're like, oh, it's very clean. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yep.
So you have to, like, set these internal limits that don't set off your weird obsessive alarm bells, because I guess everybody has them. Like, maybe it is a evolutionary byproduct of dealing with illness before modern medicine, perhaps. Like, this is my theory. And so you're just like, ooh, I'm not sure I'm gonna trust it looking like that.
Yeah,
but the idea that a person wouldn't be able to do something the right way, like loading the dishwasher, I kind of just consider the way the dishwasher is loaded to be a preference.
Yeah.
And if you don't load it correctly, that just means you have to do more of the dishes by hand in the sink.
Right.
Because all the dishes have to get done either way.
Yeah.
And I feel like the people who load the dishwasher correctly, there are like things that have to go on the top rack, but besides that, like the efficiency of loading it, those people just have to do more dishes by hand because all the dishes have to get clean either way.
Yeah. I also realized about this, you know, again, my ex, right before Valentine's Day, what the fuck is that about? That's my warning. So he didn't like the way I swept. So I tried it again, but guess what? I swept horribly. I said, I'll give it another try. And he tried to teach me and I purposely did it horribly. Cause guess what? I never had to do again. Sweep.
Are you the youngest?
Oh, yeah. I'm so the youngest. Yeah,
that's my thing, too. Like, I'm just like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll try again. I'll really do my best and then just half-ass it.
Yep, I did that with cooking. I made him one meal the entire time we were together, which was a long time. And I fucked up the meal, sort of on purpose. I mean, I say it wasn't on purpose, but I knew it wasn't going to be good. And never got asked to cook again. Sweet. Smart. I mean,
when I was a kid, I hold on to this, like, parenting nugget a lot, and I tell my wife about it, and it's like, when I was a kid, we had a glass table, like a glass dining table.
Yeah.
And I cleaned it one time, and I think I didn't break anything, which my parents were pretty surprised about. And my mom was just gushing about how clean I got it. She was just gushing about how I was the best person in the house that could clean this table. Like, I was the only person who could get it this clean. And as I'm entering my 40s, I realized that that was probably a lie.
Yep.
And she just, like, kept me enthused about it. Because, like, only children are so hard to, or not only, I'm the youngest. Youngest children are so hard to get to do chores.
No, I do that with so many things. Like, I realize, like, if I do it this way, somebody else will end up doing it for me because I'm the baby. Bye-bye. I love being the youngest. I mean, I don't know. I don't have any other form of reference. But, like, looking at people's families, like, being the baby rocks.
I think so. My youngest, so my oldest loves to get, like, messy. When she does the dishes, she gets them, like, she scrubs them more than me, you know, like, she really gets in there and gets it all gritty and, like, she's like, oh, this one's not done yet, and puts it back down and does some more. And then my youngest tried to do it, and, you know, I'm very patient. I'll stand there with them and just watch, observe, and offer pointers and not try to, like, do it for them or show them the right, you know, show them the only way to do it. Mm-hmm. Let them figure it out. And she was just like, anytime she'd get, like, a little bit of, like, grossness on her hand, like, there was some rice on a plate left over, and it touched her hand. And then she went like this and, like, washed her hands on the other side of the sink and then went back to it. And then every time she'd touch it, she'd go wash her hands. And I was like, oh, this is torture for you. Like, I'm sorry that you're so grossed out about it. Like, we're going to have to find her some gloves or something.
Oh, even with gloves. Like, old food is just bleh.
It was like, not even old. It was like, we just finished.
Well, no, I mean, anything past the mealtime, to me, is now old food.
Yeah, no, I know you could get down with that. I think at one point I could get down with that, especially like the first time I cleaned a toilet. I was like, this won't be hard. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. And that's what I saw in her.
And that's so weird because, okay, now if a toilet's really gross, like, but if it's like my toilet in my house, like, I like cleaning it. I like to see this weirdo.
Yeah, no, like, I just feel like even a clean toilet is disgusting.
Oh, they are.
Almost more I mean, I'm not going to say more disgusting, because I've seen some nasty toilets.
But I remember, like, having I didn't work at a lot of restaurants. Well, I worked at some restaurants, but, like, when you had to clean a toilet at, like, a public toilet, now that's fucking vile.
Yeah. We had a toilet at the bike shop that I had to clean a few times. Like, it would get clogged, and I would have to, like, get in there. And it was just, that was, like, I think that changed me a little bit.
Yeah. Do you remember, were you in town when there was a hot dog stand kind of, like, by where, downtown, by where, what's the name of that coffee shop / bar? Walker's is now?
There's a hot dog stand over there?
There was, like, a little hot dog, like, before it was Walker's, you walked in, there was, like, a hot dog, and you walked down that hallway more, that little hallway section.
Yeah.
And the bathroom for the hot dog place was back there. And,
Yeah, I know. I had a friend who worked there.
Oh, then he probably worked with my ex.
Anyway, we go. Let's talk
Can't stop. But my ex used to have to, like, you know, like, so many people would come in. That bathroom was the worst. I remember coming in one day. I'm like, I just had to go to the bathroom so bad. So I had to go use that one. But anyway, I don't even know why I just talked about that.
Well, this is all about your ex.
It is. And I came so mad because, you know why I'm so mad about it? It's fucking almost Valentine's Day. I should not be. But I, you know what I can do? I can donate $5 if it's still happening. Y'all can do it too. I believe it's a $5 donation to the Athens Humane Society, I think. You can donate $5 to have your ex's name put in a kitty litter box.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they do that?
So that you can, so that it shits and pisses on your ex's name.
Oh, that's cool. You know, I don't really hate many of my exes. I feel obligated to talk about them. Should I come up with like a hated ex?
Do you have one? You can make one up.
I had an ex that's very mean to me, so maybe I'm the bad ex. I'm not sure. But, yeah, she was delighted at my misfortune.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's not very nice. Yeah, I don't know what got me started today. Like, bleh. I'm feeling all yucky inside now. I need to go, like, cleanse my inner self with some, like, stick some crystals at myself. Cleanse all my thoughts.
Recently. Yeah, have you fucked around with like a yoni egg?
With a what? Oh, a yoni egg. No, I haven't.
Yeah, that's like stuffing a crystal up your.
Yeah. No, you know what? I haven't fucked around with a yoni egg because I have such a phobia of things getting caught up in me. Like, yeah. How do you get the yoni egg out?
Yeah, it's like you have to train yourself to. Be able to get it out.
Yeah, and I don't want to go to the doctor or the hospital. I'll be like, I got a yoni egg.
There's like a whole room for like yoni egg accidents. Maybe
that and things up people's butts. They have their own section.
Yeah, it's the same section, and it's mostly dudes with yoni eggs in their butts.
I mean, and that's why even butt plugs, you know, like they have a little stoppage at the end that's supposed to like keep it from going up your butt. Or, like, the ones with the beads, you know, it has, like, the thing to pull out with. But, like, I'm still afraid. Yeah. Like,
Yeah. It's...
I don't know if I read too much, but, yeah, I don't understand a yoni egg so much because it feels like if you put it in, it's just going to go loop. There's no, like, string hanging down. At least a tampon had a string.
Well, I think that's the, like, you're supposed to kind of feel it, you know, feel it inside of you and be able to... use your pelvic muscles to kind of move it around. And
yeah.
I feel like that's supposed to make you more enjoy sex more. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I'm not really. No, I have not stuck a yoni egg in me. The only things I've stuck in me have been a toy. Well, or like someone's fingers, maybe my own, or like penis.
I feel like fingers are pretty safe because they're like attached right? to your whole yeah. arm. You know, it's like very easy to get the fingers back out.
Right.
That would be crazy if somebody left some fingers inside of you. Oh.
And even like things like a vibrator, a dildo, like they're made to where they don't go all the way. Like, you know, you have to hold on to a part of it or like there's a part at the bottom. Yeah. They don't like fit all the way up in you. But they have things like, you know, the weighted balls that you can use too that are supposed to help with pelvic floor. And I think those are attached to something. I could be totally wrong because I just won't go there. Yeah, I just have, because, you know, you hear stories too, even like people getting tampons stuck up in them for like weeks and they forgot. I'm like, how do you, I don't understand.
We should start some kind of like myth that there was this one like wellness guru who stuck a yoni egg up her and never got it out and like died from it. Or maybe it like, it changed her in this like very you know, crystal like way.
Yeah, she became like a crystal.
She started to be able to see through walls.
I like that. Yeah, no, I
that's another podcast of ours.
But people do stick a lot of things up themselves,
and it's for the purpose of not talking about their exes, right?
Yeah. God,
the guy on that like flogs himself with the.
That's what I need. I need to get. I need to flog myself
like,
to get.
You've been so bad, Rachel.
I need like, I'm thinking like, a long internal sponge that has a really long handle that somehow I can stick in me and go all the way around my whole body and erase any ex thoughts because I don't think about him normally like that. I don't know. It's not like I'm thinking good thoughts, at least. I'm just like, you just, flowers popped in my head.
Yeah, I don't, honestly, I don't, I was trying to think of an ex that I could, like, shit talk, and I don't feel comfortable doing that, and I don't know why. I think I'm just maybe too private, or maybe
you're also
too nice.
I was going to say, you're nice. Really kind, and you think of other people's feelings, I think, a lot.
Yeah, but I shouldn't, right? I should be more mean.
Not necessarily. I'm cold and heartless. I do think about other people's feelings in some way, but I also have, like, a fuck everything side.
I think I recognize I got a fuck everything, like, attitude sometimes, but maybe it's more tongue-in-cheek. Maybe it's more whimsical. I have a little too much whimsy in my life. I'm just a little too lighthearted.
I think I'm...
Nothing's very serious.
I don't know that I have a lot of whimsy. Do I have whimsy? I don't know if I have whimsy.
I think you do. I think you've got, like, a... It's, like, unintentional.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think it's because of... You know, you act childlike sometimes.
That's true.
And children are whimsical.
That's true. I am a child. I'm a two-year-old. Not a two-year-old. Many things I do in my life are like a child. And to those of you, by the way, who may not have a significant other on Valentine's Day, who the fuck cares? It doesn't make the day better or worse. You're not a better or worse person because you do or don't have a partner. You can buy yourself all the Valentine's hearts. Do what you want to do on that day. Yeah. You know what? Go buy yourself. Here's a good, if you want to celebrate Valentine's Day and you're single, go buy yourself a new toy.
There you go. Go out with like a friend and spend money on food that you like.
But also, like, don't do it on Valentine's Day because everything's going to be more expensive and crowded. Like, go buy yourself a toy, go home, enjoy yourself.
You know, I know we're not those people, but some people are those people who want to be on the scene.
That's true.
You know, the Valentine's scene.
That's true.
And it's like, you don't, like...
Yeah, you don't have to have a couple to do that. Go out and do what you... Go enjoy, just enjoy the day. However you want to. Love yourself.
Yeah, do it up.
Do it up.
Get dressed up. Go out.
Do it up. And I'm going to go back to... Buy yourself a really cool new toy and enjoy the fuck out of yourself. Do you have anything you would want to add before we leave this shindag? I don't know what I just said.
Shindag, that's a cool word.
No, I know, and I just pieced you, too, at the same time. Deuces. For those who are just listening, we're making...
Rewrite. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to say, we're just making weird... hand gestures at each other.
Oh, yeah. the podcast has changed a lot since we're on video.
Yeah.
I'm going to rewrite the Athens Public app. It's definitely taken down from the iPhone app store. I don't know if it's still available on Android, but I'm going to come up with something new. I'm going to make it easy. I'm going to make it, like, more accessible for people who want to start their own podcast.
Okay, and excellent. Maybe we can get, so I have a question then. If it's not on... Oh, the app's not there, but they can still search for particular podcasts on the Apple app.
You can always go to athenspublic.com.
Excellent.
And all the podcasts are available through that website.
Excellent. All right. Well, happy Valentine's Day, y'all, or happy Galentine's Day, or happy whatever day it is. I don't know. Happy Go Pleasure Yourself Day. That should be every day. And until next, and don't forget to check us out on YouTube. You can see all our weird little things we do, because I think we do more little...
A lot of peace signs,
a lot of weird faces.
Facial expressions.
Yeah, you can definitely catch that more.
You can see the inside of my car.
You'll see different parts of my apartment. Maybe I'll be naked one day. No, I won't. But you never know. Show up, I might. Keep you guessing. Will I have wear clothes or not?
Keep them guessing.
And don't forget to pleasure yourself and others if you like that. Send us any questions you have at mysocalledmesspodcast@gmail.com or check out our Instagram, which I need to update, I know. And until next time, peace.
Oh, yeah. Out.